Welcome to the Osir Show of Entrepreneurship and Regional Development Podcast. Each publication in our journal is a great opportunity to share significant and audacious contributions to a large audience. My guest today is Rafaela Gergi from the Cataneo University, Lüeck. She recently published an article entitled Transgenerational Entrepreneurship in Italian Family Firms, A Taxonomy of Family Successor Profiles. She co-authored this paper with Emma Donata Carbone, Salvatore Ciascia, Valentina Lazzarotti, and Federico Visconti. It has been published in Entrepreneurship and Regional Development, a journal edited by Taylor and Francis. Rafaela, welcome to our podcast.
Thank you, Vincent. Thank you very much for inviting me to this podcast.
Can you tell us what is the origin of the paper? Why did you decide to address this particular topic? And what is the key question you aim to answer?
Yes. Thank you again. Let me briefly introduce the research center I'm affiliated with. I'm part of Fabula, the family business lab at Lüeck University, coordinated by Professor Sciascia and Professor Lazzarotti. So our family business lab works closely with practitioners, family business and institution. And one of these institutions and key partners of our lab is Banca Sella, founded and owned by a family business that actually supported and promoted especially this research project. So you asked me, what is the origin of our paper? The origin of our paper comes from a long-standing interest in understanding how family firms survive and thrive across generation. So we started looking at the literature. So we made a literature review on transgenerational entrepreneurship, on transgenerational value creation in family businesses, and we identified a key gap. We still know very little about how successors actually behave entrepreneurially once they take the leadership role in their family business. So our main research question is this: how do successors act entrepreneurially in family firms to contribute to transgenerational value creation? The other question you say asked me was, what motivated us? So we were primarily motivated by the need to look at this phenomenon in a more holistic way. What does this mean? This means that we noticed that in previous studies, scholars have identified many important factors that drive entrepreneurial outcomes of family members or family entrepreneurs, such as, for example, individual level factors, family context, business features, or contextual conditions. And these factors were examined primarily in isolation. So in our study, we wanted to focus on the interplay of these factors, analyzing how they interact simultaneously to shape entrepreneurs' behavior and thus to influence value creation over time in these family firms.
Can you identify the one or maybe two key contributions of your paper that you believe will have the most impact on the field?
Yes. As we stated in the paper, we list many contributions, but I think two are the main contribution. We for sure contributed that to heterogeneity in family firms, no? But our main a novel contribution is the development of an empirically grounded taxonomy of five successive profiles. How we came up with these five successive profiles? The process was the following. On the one hand, starting from a well-established framework, we look at the drivers. These drivers, individual level, contextual ones, and how they interact between them. On the other side, instead, we look at what are the entrepreneurial outcomes in terms of innovation, renewal, and venturing of the successors selected in our research project? So we came up with these five successor profiles labeled as revolutioner, orchestrator, venturer, renewer, and improver. Firstly, the revolutioners, we noticed that successors in these profiles are moved from individual level factors. What does this mean? This means innate aptitudes, entrepreneurial spirit. So these successors exert radical impact in their family business at transforming, revolutionizing it. An example is, I remember this CEO, that she told us that her family business was facing financial distress. So she was so able and capable to turn the situation around, and successfully, I think. The second orchestrator are those successors who have a multifaceted impact in their family firms. They orchestrate, they manage many things. They are able to achieve multiple entrepreneurial outcomes, such as innovation, renewal activities, and venturing outcomes as well. Venturers, on the other side, we identify those successors who were able to expand the scope of the business mainly through specific activities, for example, acquisitions, entering in new markets, in new geographical areas, okay? While, lastly, renewer and improver, let's say more incremental in nature, they provide organizational rejuvenation, they provide the ameliorative impact on their family business, but and we're more anchored to the family tradition, to the family DNA. Okay, so they wanted to innovate through tradition, remaining anchored to the family culture. So this taxonomy, what shows to us, shows that successors contribute to value creation in a different but equally valid ways, offering a more nuanced understanding of heterogeneity in family business entrepreneurship, especially from a successor's perspective, who has already taken the leadership role within the family.
What was for you the main theoretical, maybe methodological challenge or challenges in addressing such a question?
One of the main challenges things for us as a researcher, as scholars, in and especially in this work, this paper, was capturing the complex interaction of multiple drivers, all these dynamics. The individual elements, the familiar one, the business, how the context influence successor behaviors, rather than treating these variables separately. Okay, so we try to address this issue by adopting a qualitative multiple case study approach, in specific an abductive approach. So we started from a theoretical framework, we then go to empirical data, iterating between theory and data, and allowed us to build this taxonomy grounded in real-world entrepreneur experiences. We selected these 15 Italian family firms from different regional areas at different generational stages of different industry, also with an aim to capture if a heterogeneity exists beyond among these successors. And we combine methodologically, as all scholars do, with qualitative studies, interviews with archival data, with field observation and long time span. Theoretically speaking, our aim was also to extend this framework, the transgenerational value creation. And so I think a little bit we achieved this aim.
Let's talk about the research process itself. Can you share something about the journey, perhaps a turning point during the data collection, a difficult decision you had to make about the research design, or even a moment of doubt, any surprise or counterintuitive result, something that made you rethink your initial assumptions?
Yes, this makes me laugh. We have not a moment of doubts. We have many moments of doubts. I think as many scholars experience when they do research, one key turning point in this research project was realizing that a successor rarely follow a single entrepreneurial path. Instead, we noticed that they often combine multiple paths. They combine innovation with renewal, with venturing simultaneously. So trying to observe and to tell in a narrative way also these dynamics was really challenging. Another surprising insight was that different configuration of drivers lead to similar outcomes, confirming the idea of equifinality that we leveraged in the paper. We also found another interesting result, the context, since in Italy, there are many regional differences, play a stronger role than we expected in shaping entrepreneurship behavior of these successors we selected. So yes, we turned many times in the paper, we changed many times it, we redesigned our project. It was a hard work. very long as well.
If you could go back to the beginning of this project, knowing what you know now, what would you do differently, and what advice would you give to other scholars embarking on similar research?
Again, well, I work with excellent scholars, and we are a big team in working this research project, so I'm really satisfied with the work. But if we could start again, probably I could think, confronting also with my colleagues, we might expand the study beyond Italy to compare different regional contexts, because as we find that this context has a stronger role than expected, probably it's also suitable to confront, to compare different national contexts as well, different cultural aspects. And as concerned, the advice to other scholars is to embrace qualitative depth when studying especially complex phenomena like we aimed to investigate with this paper. So focusing, for example, more on interaction between factors rather than on isolated variables, possibly also combining with qualitative and quantitative. So through quantitative methods to help scholars to cluster the data, to help them to better interpret the data in a more linear way, if possible. And especially to remain open-minded, open to unexpected patterns that might emerge from real data observation, real data investigation. That's what I would say. Last but not least, I would say to scholars especially, but I think this sounds obvious, to be very, very passionate, because this paper, for example, with this research project, in our case, take a long time, but it takes also very long time, the under review process to the journal, but hopefully we made it. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Raffaella, for participating to our show and presenting your paper entitled Transgenerational Entrepreneurship in Italian Family Firms, a Taxonomy of Family Successor Profiles. All our podcasts are available on entrepreneurship-ird.com and on the main podcast platforms.